We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
We're going to go with Eddie J. Nobody else stepped up. Bucks lost, got us to the finals, so... I don't know, though. I don't have this one down yet. I didn't think. My Milwaukee Brewers, we rule this diamond. That's my brew crew. Good morning, everybody. Kind of a weird, wacky Friday here on The Fan. It's foggy outside. It's a playoff day. The NFL now allows you to punt twice on one play, even if you're over the line of scrimmage. Major League Baseball allows you to hit home runs, even if it hits the ceiling or the catwalk. And somehow I am here. I didn't set any alarms, and I woke up magically. Thank God. As today is going to be a fun one on a football Friday, yes, but also a what's another F for baseball? Fever pitch Friday or something? Fever Friday?
Fastball Friday.
Fastball Friday. Toby does it again. Toby Altizer right there. I'm Bart Winkler here on The Fan. We are going to get you set for the game today. Brewers and Braves. Got the chance to talk to two great voices in the last couple of weeks, Jim Powell, Jeff Levering. Want to make sure that you hear every bit of that, which was great between the two of them. We'll have that. We are still going to look at Packers Bengals. Got a good guest on coming up next hour to talk about that a little bit. We'll go through our weekly picks today in the NFL as well. But a lot of this is going to be focused on the Brewers today, as you would expect. Did drive by American Family Field this morning. Barely saw it. Again, it is very foggy out. It is very foggy out. So just, you know, if you're on the road, it's foggy. I'm just telling you, that's part of my public service for the day. It's very foggy out. Because yesterday I went to the practice, and I was able to do that. And, you know, here's the guys, Craig Counsell talked, and Corbin Burns chatted, and Willie Adames. And then, you know, you got to see some of the workout and just feel the vibe. So I already feel a little bit of the playoff vibe because you could feel it in there, and you'll be able to feel it today. And I was telling Rami when I called in to his show yesterday, you gotta almost force yourself to feel the vibe. Because in years past, and this has been one of the things that we've been talking about with this team. Now, with this team, with this team, they have sort of been needing to win games to get into the playoffs, right? They've been in do or die situations. They've been scoreboard watching every night for months. They need to win games. And then that propels them into the playoffs. Well, as a fan, right? As a fan, we were doing that too. We were scoreboard watching. We were watching every game every night. Is there a Brewer game in the month of September that you sat down for and said, I can't miss this? I cannot miss this game. I have to see it. Maybe there's some that were, I really want to see what happens tonight. Ah, the Cardinals, we got to beat them. I'm going to sit down and watch the game tonight. Hey, we got the Mets. Maybe go to the game. Maybe. But there hasn't been a do-or-die game. So as the players, as we wonder about them, can they flip a switch? Can the fans? Can you guys flip a switch when you have the rally towels with the barrel man on it today? Can you guys flip a switch? I think, yeah, man. I think those of you that are going to be at the game today and you're already planning the tailgate and what lot you're going to be in and how early can you get there, I think once you get in there, it's going to be great. But there's a playoff baseball game at 3:30 in the afternoon. If you're not going to the game, if you're just living your old life, you gotta get hyped for the playoffs. And so I do think that while Claws Up MKE seems a little out of left field, but it's what the players wanted because they do the little tiger thing. You know, while I do appreciate driving by the public market or driving through places downtown and say, hey, a Brewer sign. You know, I do like that. It's kind of like, hey, we haven't had any really do-or-die baseball all year, really. And now we got to turn it on for the playoffs. So that's what I think is interesting about today is that we are here. We have been waiting kind of patiently for the Brewers season to ramp up, and we're here.
Yeah, and doesn't it seem like it's been forever since the end of the regular season?
Yes.
And then again, doesn't that go back to our point that all momentum you had, good or bad, is kind of gone?
Yes.
Tonight, both teams start fresh. Or this afternoon, I should say. Both teams start fresh. It's going to be a good game today. Corbin Burnes on the mound, Charlie Morton on the mound. I think it's going to be a fun one to watch, and I think Corbin Burnes is going to have it. I hope the Brewers bats have it, and hopefully they're able to get game one.
Paul tweets in, says, I was leaving work yesterday, and one of the guys says, you should buy a ticket for the game tomorrow, and my blood pressure skyrocketed. Tomorrow? I mean, finally it's here. Feels like it's been something I've been waiting for since June. Oh, wait, it has been. 414-799-1250. Timmy is in Dallas, or J-Mo in Bayview. I'm pretty sure this one's Timmy. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, it is Timmy.
How are you?
What you thinking and what are you drinking?
Oh, who are you watching the game with? Where are you tailgating?
I'm watching from Dallas on my TV.
All right.
Anyway, it's kind of unusual because when I call back on Monday, the Brewers may be NLDS champs.
No, they have to play game three yet.
No, game three's on Sunday.
I'd look at your schedule again.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm pretty sure game three's on Monday.
Now it's Sunday.
All right, well, I'm not going to argue with facts, so you turn on the TV Sunday and you let me know how they do, and then I'll use that. I'll come and bet on it on Monday.
Okay. By the way, you mentioned Squid Games. I've seen all of the first season, and it's great.
Yeah, you know what? Squid Games is a show on Netflix that's insane, and I did watch the end of the first episode where there was a lot of death and goriness because I needed to see what it was about. And on my way in here, that's all I was thinking about was Squid Games. I don't want to watch anymore, but I just can't get it out of my head. I can't get that big robot girl out of my head.
Do you have nightmares about her?
No, I sleep to get away from thinking about it. I'm thinking about every waking moment. All I can picture is that those beady eyes turning around.
Green green light, red light.
Oh, don't even say it.
Anyway, it's going to be a great weekend. Brewers, and we're actually getting the Packers game here in Dallas on network TV, so I'll get to see that. And there's a Packers app that you can get on your TV, and they have this legacy series that goes through every 10 years of Packers history. It's worth watching. Leroy Butler's actually on for his decade. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've heard of the series. Unfortunately, I'm a bad fan and have not watched it yet.
Yeah.
But I've heard good things.
Yeah. So anyway, you were talking about Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez breaking up. And the funny thing is, we have our own A-Rod and J-Lo. We have Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love.
Yes, we do, Timmy.
Yeah.
I want to praise you, but you're not the first to say that either.
Oh, man.
And I really I need to convince you. Game 3 is on Monday.
Okay. Then the newspaper got it wrong.
Yeah.
Here in Dallas.
Well, who are you going to believe?
You.
Thank you. All right, Timmy, you have fun today.
Hey, wait, I got a trivia question for you.
Oh, okay. I don't know why this happens, but sure.
Okay. Who's the only player to play for the Milwaukee Braves, Atlanta Braves, and Milwaukee Brewers?
I'm going to say it's Hank Aaron.
Yeah, correct.
Way to test me there.
I didn't know if you would know that because you're younger.
Yeah, so. I'm just a baby. I'm just a 37-year-old baby.
Exactly.
Thanks, Timmy.
All right. We'll talk to you Monday.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Timmy down in Dallas. What is the Fort Worth Telegram telling Timmy? No, the game is on Monday. Haven't you heard? The game's at Monday at noon, possibly. Oh, God forbid. The game's at Monday at noon. We'll go through the scenarios because they told you all the games for the times next week, but they could all be different already if other series wrap up. Monday, by the way, I saw somebody trying to argue for it. You know, all the games, what MLB wants to do is put the games at different times. They don't want the games to be at the same time. And I appreciate that. I do. And then someone said, well, also, everybody's got off work. I said, what? Everybody's got off work. For what? Oh, Columbus Day. Oh, no, we don't do that. First of all, outside of the government employees that I know, I don't know anyone that takes off work. Second, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Get with it. It's 2021. Mike the Painter, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Bart.
Mike the Painter, good morning to you.
You would be the only one that likes a noon start.
Yeah, I love a noon start. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? Although it would interfere with my nap.
Oh,
and I'm on a two-day no-nap streak, and I'm not getting one today.
I think that's why you got so much energy.
I don't know, dude.
You're jacked.
Oh, but I'm going to use it all by 10 o'clock. I'm gonna pass out in the press box from exhaustion.
From so much fun. You know what today is?
Friday, yeah, good job.
Yes, it's Claws Up Friday.
Oh, God, don't do it.
I knew you'd love that. Oh, so I was wondering, is this the first time that the Brewers, the Milwaukee Brewers, are going to be playing the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs?
Mike, you are absolutely correct to wonder, as you are correct with that statement. It is the first time that the Brewers and Braves are meeting in Major League Baseball's playoffs.
That is pretty ironic, eh?
Yeah, I mean, there's a history there. The Braves used to be here, as you all know.
Yeah, so the Milwaukee Braves. And, you know, it's Milwaukee Brewers and Atlanta Braves.
Do you remember that game? Do you remember the game? It was, I don't know, I don't even know how many years ago. It was anywhere from 5 to 20 years ago where the Brewers wore Braves throwbacks against the Braves. So both teams wore Braves uniforms. I think Atlanta was in gray and Milwaukee was in white, and it was ridiculous.
Oh, I'd have to go back on YouTube and see if I can find something.
Oh,
like
it's
that.
Insane.
I don't really remember
it was
that.
Such a weird. I hated it.
Really? Yeah, 20 years ago. Man, I was, geez.
I mean, if the Brewers
ago.
For some reason want to be like, hey, we're going to have a Milwaukee Braves weekend. All right. Don't do it against the Braves.
Yeah, right. That's kind of foul. But no, I like that. That's cool. That's the first time that we ever faced the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so how do you feel about it, Mike?
We're going to get out the brooms and we're going to sweep. I feel a 3-0 sweep coming on. That's what I feel. You don't feel it?
I feel like I might be a little worried about today.
Yeah.
Willie Adames was. Willie Adames yesterday was talking about how, you know, because he used to play with Charlie Morton in Tampa before Morton went to Atlanta. Adames came here. And he says, dude, Morton is one of these guys in the playoffs. He's a new dude, he's a new guy. And he's on the mound today, and the Braves can hit home runs. And we have a short ballpark. Oh, yes, Corbin Burns on the mound, I feel good about.
Neutralizes their home runs.
If I had to play some red light, green light to tell you who was going to win today's game, I think I would end up going with the Brewers. But I'm not taking it for granted.
Well, after first inning, we'll know more. If they get on top of Burns in the first inning.
Yeah, after the first inning, we'll know more. We'll know more after the second inning. Yeah. We'll really know a lot more after, like, the seventh, eighth,
the
and ninth innings. Yeah. You're on it, Mike. Wow.
Hey, so on a lighter note, how about the U.S. men's national team, Pepe, and 2 goals?
Mike, thanks for bringing that up. USA beating Jamaica last night. Suddenly, everybody that was worried about where the national team's going to be in this hexagonal, guess who's on top of the standings right now? The good old USA.
Yeah, aren't they 4-0?
No, they're not
4-0. What are they? What are they?
They tied a bunch of times, and then they finally started winning. They have 8 points. They have 8 points.
They do have 8 points, though?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
At least they're on top of their group.
Yeah, two ties, two wins.
That's awesome.
They play again, I want to say Sunday? Sunday night? Yeah, Panama, 5 o'clock.
Sunday night?
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to see some good men's soccer for once.
At least they're not playing in 3:30 in the afternoon, am I right, Mike?
Oh, jeez. For noon?
Hey, so you're going to be able to watch today's game, though, right?
I will be streaming it on my phone on the way home.
Okay. So you'll miss an inning, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to do on Monday if they play at noon?
Listen to the game.
Okay. So everything's good?
No, it's not good. You can't really listen to the game like that.
All right, well, then take off Monday.
So I have to stream it on my phone and listen through my earbuds.
Take off.
No, can't take off of work for a baseball game. That's not a vacation.
All right, we already had this argument.
Yes, I told you this already.
All right, Mike, well, either way, have fun. At least have fun tomorrow. You'll be able to watch all of tomorrow.
Yes, I will enjoy the series, and we won't have to worry about game 4, so we'll be all right.
All right, buddy.
You guys have a great day. Have a good one, Toby.
See you, Mike.
Listeners, have a good one.
Oh, look, bye. Toby and the listeners now. Oh, Mike, expanding. All right, I like it. Mike Gold tweets in, I have to ref high school football, Friday Night Lights, 7 p.m. There's no way the Brewer game ends prior to kickoff. What on earth do I do? Oh, it could, 3:37?
Dude, this is playoff baseball. It takes so long.
I don't know. These games have been going quick.
Are you kidding me?
I just made the motion to snap there, but I don't know. If I told you, I can't snap.
I can't really either.
No, it's like gross to me. I'm like,
I'm attempting.
That was you. That's not me. I don't even know what fingers I put together. The first two? Yeah. Ow! that's so gross to me. Ah!
Yeah, I can't really do it.
Ah! Yucky! Gross. 414-799-1250 can reach us throughout the show. Michael, to your question, I guess just hope that one team blows out the other team. I don't think you can do the earpiece in the ear while you're referencing Friday Night Lights. You got to give those kids your full attention. Okay? These kids have been grinding. They've been doing two-a-days. They've been doing secret three-a-days. They've been even doing secret four-a-days all summer. You know, where the high school coaches, guys, I can't practice with you, but if you all go out to the park and run drills, I'll be in my car behind the bushes watching you. Oh, yeah, all right, coach. So these kids have put a lot into it, Michael. So you gotta just hope that it wraps up. I don't know. Get the announcer guy to provide updates during the game. You know, the guy that says, Johnson, the ball carrier, that guy, have him do Brewers updates at the end of every inning. The people will want that too. Or can you delay the game? What's the weather like today? Can you say you saw lightning and have a 30-minute delay? WIAA, it's 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes, no exceptions. And then if the Brewer game keeps going on, you could say, I saw another flash. And then you start a whole new 30 minutes. So maybe a delay. We'll talk more about it. I'm gonna keep workshopping this one, Michael. Keep workshopping this one for you. Jim Powell, Jeff Levering, some great voices to help us preview the series. That is coming up, and we will want to hear from you guys throughout the show. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Toby on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is a Football Friday. That's not going anywhere. We got a big weekend of college football, Packers, Bengals, Sunday at noon. We'll hear from Devontae a little bit today. We will check in with someone from Cincinnati.
What's Jay Morrison of The Athletic.
I was going to say Jay Ferguson.
Jake Ferguson?
No, Jake Ferguson, I don't know if you know this, is Barry Alvarez's grandson.
I've never heard that.
Jay Ferguson wrote Thunder Island. Do you know that one?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Do 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 down on Thunder Island. Jim Powell, we had the opportunity to chat with some of these broadcasters the last couple of weeks, and this is great. So obviously, we're gonna ask him about the Euchre stuff. But really want to get a preview of this Braves team. Like, who are they? I don't think we're overlooking them. I don't think we're overlooking the Braves, but at the same time, I do think we think we're going to win. So I don't think we're overlooking them, but I think we're confident enough in the Brewers that we think the Brewers are going to win. Jim Powell called Brewers baseball from 1996 to... I want to get this right. I believe it was 2008. So you would have been here in 08, right, Jim?
Correct.
So you did get a playoff for the Brewers.
The CC Sabathia, you know, playoff mania, yes.
I was at that game in the stands in right field. I was in the play for the Phillies playoff series, and I think Dave Bush struck out the side right away. And that building, I've never heard it louder. And I just think that for you to be here for so long and then to finally at least get to see a playoff series, I think you're going to see that same kind of excitement again, because the Brewers went from a team, Jim, as you know, that did not make the playoffs, and now our club has made it 4 years in a row. I think it's going to be a special environment. I'm glad you get to come back up and see it from even the Braves' perspective.
Yeah, honestly, these are my two favorite teams in Major League Baseball, the Braves and the Brewers. For obvious reasons, I've spent an equal amount of time now with both, 13 years. But I've always rooted for the Brewers ever since I left. I'll never forget the team. I hate to always refer to as, you know, CC Sabathia and give him all the credit. He deserves a ton of it. But there were a lot of other players too that were part of that team. It was just CC that put that team over the top and broke that drought, which was great.
Yeah, it was such a great year because you had the Fielders and Weeks and Braun, and you had those guys that we all looked towards as being like, this will be the team. And then they get CC, and he pushes it over the edge. And baseball that year was crazy here. And it's good to see, you know, the Brewers have gotten that success again in 2011, but now more specifically, last 4 years making the playoffs. Braves, as we know, they consistently have a crack at it. Last year getting close to the World Series, and this year – winning the NL East to get into the playoffs. What's the last month been like for the Braves? Because I think this is a club that the Brewers, even though the Brewers, their pitching's very good, the Braves lineup is something, it's something that can test you pretty good.
Well, and what's amazing to me is that, I mean, the Braves just could not get over 500 for the entirety of the first half of the season, almost all the way up to the trading deadline, to the point that the Braves were thinking about selling off, or the rumors had it as such. I believe all the rumors, by the way, just a personal
habit
of mine. But the Braves were, are they selling? Are they buying? Are they standing pat? What are they going to do up to the trading deadline? They could get to 500 as they did multiple times, but they could not get over 500 in the first half. And then, they had a good week leading up to the trading deadline, and Alex Anthopoulos, who's an excellent general manager, decided, okay, we're going to buy, but we're going to do it on a measured basis. And they bought, you know, guys like Jorge Soler, who has been awesome for them. I don't know how they stole Adam Duvall for a bag of chips and a bottle of pop, but they did. And Duvall has been a monster for the Braves. And he was having a good year even before the trade. It's not like he was a buy-low guy. They made multiple moves that on paper you say, okay, I'm not sure what this does for the Braves. I'm not sure what that does for the Braves. And then they threw that team out there in the beginning of August, and they've had one of the best records in baseball since then. They've been They finished the season 36-19, their last 55 games. They won 12 of their last 14 games to finish out the season. So this is a hot club coming into the postseason. They hit a ton of home runs. They live by the home run. They die by the home run. Their record when they don't hit a home run is terrible. So to me, that's a small inside baseball thing to watch in this, what I think is going to be a compelling and very competitive five-game series. Can the Braves hit home runs against a great pitching staff like the Brewers have? Brewers, last time we saw the Brewers, the Braves lost 2 out of 3 at home. And that was right around the trading deadline. So it wasn't that early. So I don't know. I think it's a flip of the coin type series. It's a popcorn series for me.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think the odds of the Brewers is a slight favorite. But I can see the Braves coming in here, mashing some home runs at now American Family Field and taking it back to Atlanta. It's going to be a good series. That's the way that you would want it in the playoffs. And the Brewers, you know, their strong point is if you got a team coming in here that can hit home runs, as we're talking with Jim Powell, voice of the Braves, they've got a good pitching staff. So I know when you were here, like late 90s and then throughout the 2000s, Brewers and great pitching staff, those phrases never really went together, especially now. Like, these guys are homegrown for the most part. It's amazing, I would think, to look up here and see that the Brewers' strength is their starting pitching, Jim.
Well, I can tell you that everybody around the National League, all they talk about is the Brewers' pitching staff. I mean, they know that because that's what the Braves, that was their formula, as they won 14 straight division titles at one point. Now they've won 4 in a row. But particularly during the long run, it was all pitching. It was Glavine, Smoltz, Maddox. You know, they gave him a chance in every single game in the postseason and the regular season. So the Braves have better offensive credentials than the Brewers coming into this series, but the Brewers have great pitching credentials. So that's what I love about this series, is that it's a clash of strengths that are not the same. And I'm interested to see, can the Braves hit a bunch of home runs against a great pitching staff in a relatively short series, best of five? I don't know. It's going to be a great series, I believe.
There are things that we can look at, and you've already talked about, like the home runs and the record with, the record without. There's things that tangibly we can measure, and there's a lot of that in baseball. You know, how you do against righties, how you do against lefties, all that stuff. One thing that's hard to measure is momentum. And that's kind of been what we've been talking about up here. And, the Braves, they're playing games. They got to win these games. They got to win the division. They've got that big series with the Phillies. They take care of them. They win the NL East. With the Brewers, this division, while not wrapped up until the second last week of the season, essentially was wrapped up since the All-Star break. So they're trying different things. They're trying to stay healthy. They're giving other guys opportunities. And there's not a lot of momentum going into the playoffs. My thinking is, you got a 4-day break. So whatever momentum, good or bad, it's all kind of reset when you're in a new atmosphere on Friday. Is that too simplistic of a way of thinking, or should we pay more attention to the momentum from both of these clubs, Jim?
You know, I think you're spot on, honestly. I've always thought that in baseball, you only have as much momentum as the next day's starting pitcher, and that's it. And if you have a little layoff, or if you're in the case of the Brewers, you're able to rest some players, I honestly think we may look back at the end of the series and say that was the tipping difference in the favor of the Brewers. I don't think, I mean, yes, the Braves had to play hard almost to the wire. They did have a nice lazy weekend against the Mets. Now they got a few days off before they have to play. So, I mean, both sides are going to be rested. But I do think that clinching early is better than clinching late in many respects, especially if there's a layoff before that first game of the playoff series, as there is in this case. So I think it may well be an advantage for the Brewers.
Let's get the Bob Uecker question, if I may. I'm sure you expected one. I'd like to ask you one.
No, never.
Well, so here's the thing that I think is so great about with Bob is, obviously, and I know you were just in that piece with The Athletic where they were asking a bunch of former partners about it. I think the thing with Bob Uecker is you can like look at his career and be in awe of it and say, I want a career. God, if I could even have half of that career. But then the way that he still, what is he, 87? The way that he still connects with the guys in the clubhouse that are like 23, they took a team photo after they clinched the division against the Mets and they wanted Bob to be in it. So they're like, you get over here. And for some reason, he goes in front of the team and he looks backwards, face not facing the camera. And he just does like a face plant into the ground. Like he's just laying there. I don't know. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he gets up. But for him to keep creating these stories, creating these moments, and to be in all these different iterations of Brewers baseball, he's always been a part of the team. I just, that's the thing that I think I'm in the most in awe of.
You know, the whole time I was with the Brewers, Bob was the first one off the bus, and it was great for the rest of the players because Bob would come off the bus, and the fans and the autograph seekers and the people with cameras would all circle around him, and the rest of the team, including all the players, could just walk off and go right in the hotel. It was great. He's always been that center of attention, and rightfully so. He is the funniest man on the face of the earth. I wish we had 2 or 3 hours where I could try to explain it, but it still wouldn't. I wouldn't get there. He just has it, whether it's like you say, something that he just does in front of a camera that people don't even know what he's doing, he doesn't know what he's doing until it's not planned.
Yeah.
But he does something that makes everybody like take a totally different look at the entire situation. So you got an entire playoff team in a picture, and you got Bob doing a face plant. That is classic Bob Uecker. He's not trying to steal the attention from the players, by the way. I mean, that is never his intention. As we all know from listening to him broadcast for all these years, the game and the players are first and foremost at all times. But he's a showman. He's a guy that is addicted to making other people laugh, and he's so good at it. I'm telling you, he's the funniest man on the face of the earth. And he's a lot funnier than even most people that only hear him publicly think he is.
There was an episode of Seinfeld where they're like, Jerry's like, I don't want to be funny. And so he tried to be mad, but then he ended up being funnier. And it's like, it just seems like even if Uke's not trying to be funny, he can't turn it off. He's always going to be funny, even if he's not like laughing at him, but what you're doing is funny. You're just a funny guy.
I mean, he has a gift, and the gift is being shared with all of us that nobody else that I've ever met or even come close to meeting or encountering. I mean, I watch Seinfeld. I watch lots of comedians, and nobody is better than Bob. And he doesn't do it. He doesn't have to force it. He doesn't have to use F-bombs. He's a clean, funny guy that most people can't do. They want to throw a little shock in there just to make sure that you're going to laugh. He doesn't have to do that. He knows he's going to make you laugh. He doesn't have to use shock treatment.
It's Jim Powell, voice of the Braves, longtime voice of the Brewers from 96 to 08. If I have those dates right, he was right there with Uecker. Of course, he would call an inning, now and then. Jeff Levering gets a little more run in that booth. Since then, Uecker doesn't go on every trip, or at least doesn't call every series. He'll obviously be calling the playoffs no matter where they are, but Jeff Levering has really become a fan favorite as well. And again, I asked Jeff the same thing I asked Jim Powell, because you can have and aspire to the career of Uecker. You can want to be in baseball for 50 years announcing, but how do you become like that much a part of the team? Bob Uecker is a part of this team. There's no doubt about it, Jeff.
It really is incredible, and when he was having his day on Saturday, I was talking with Robin Yount and Paul Molitor, because they were kind of the first group of guys that brought baseball on the scene in Milwaukee. Of course, they were on those 81 and 82 teams, but I asked them, what is it about Uke that people and players in particular just gravitate to? Because he's in the clubhouse, he's throwing BP to these guys, and I went, the fact that he's able to do what he does and have the connection from all the generations is amazing. Like, players in 2021 are totally different than Robin and Paulie's generations. They're different than the Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews generations, which you played with. But he connects to all of them. He just, Uke has this incredible gift of disarming you and making you feel so welcomed at the same exact time, because he has this huge star that is around him and this aura of celebrity, but he just makes you feel like you're one of the guys as soon as you start talking to him. And I think that's what players gravitate to. He has so much wisdom and so much knowledge that he has to share, but he just makes you laugh, and it's so entertaining. And he 100% is one of the team. And I'm sure you guys saw the spikes that Yelly was wearing on Saturday, and they gifted these sweet Jordans to Uke as well. And on the right heel, it said one of us, because he is one of the team. He is one of the guys in that clubhouse. And I had a TV call yesterday, but I popped into the radio booth to grab a couple of celebratory Miller Lights. And Uke was already downstairs. I went, dude, you just interviewed Council. How are you already downstairs? It's almost like he's got some special bat cave button that he pushes and right into the clubhouse. So they weren't going to start celebrating until Uke was there. And man, he got hammered with the champagne and the beer last night, and he loved every second of it.
Yeah, with him getting down that quick, I already have been floating the conspiracy that there's been more than one Hank the Dog, so I don't want to float the conspiracy that there's more than one Uecker.
No chance. There's only one. There can only be one.
I just, from my perspective, you know, I've gone to some of these playoff games, and I can, like, jump the line between media one day and fan the next. I've gone as a fan a bunch, and it's just the atmosphere in there. It's so weird. It's because you go to games all summer and it's fun and you're enjoying yourself and there's a million things about it that's great. But then you go to the playoffs, it's like everything that you like about that experience amplified. That's just playoff baseball to me, Jeff, is just the best.
It really is. And you're hanging on the edge of your seat on every single pitch because the game could be decided in that very moment. And there's nothing like playoff baseball. And I've been lucky enough to call it over the last three seasons with the Brewers and going into season number four. I'll never forget what 2018 was like when the Brewers won the division, of course, game 163, and then hosting those games against the Rockies and against the Dodgers. 2019, they didn't have an opportunity to come back home just because of what happened in Washington, D.C., which was insane in itself. But playoff baseball, there is something really special about it. And I didn't feel it last year because we weren't in Los Angeles with the team. We were calling the games West Coast times. We're back in Milwaukee calling these games. They start at 10 o'clock at night. You're up until 2 o'clock in the morning calling these games off of a monitor. You just had no feel for what playoff baseball was like. So I am thrilled to get going on October the 8th for game number one of the division series, just waiting to see whether it'll be the Phillies or the Braves, and those guys match up for three games starting tomorrow. But playoff baseball is edgier seat stuff. I mean, you and I are going to be on the call for the postseason on the radio side, but he's still going to be himself. He's still going to have fun with the broadcast, but even Uke changes a little bit in the postseason because every single pitch matters. And you got to be ready for whatever action comes your way. It's 100% amplified, and I can't wait to see American Family Field just jammed come playoff time.
Talking with Jeff Levering, the Brewers are going to the playoffs for the fourth straight year, and this is a franchise that had only made four playoff appearances through 49 years before this run here, which has to be considered the golden age of Brewers baseball. And I saw somebody, I don't know if this was a tweet or whatever I saw, but it stuck with me that the way that this team has developed, even since 2018, where, yeah, you had like Woodruff and Burns and Hader and Yelich and Kane were still there. But David Stearns is kind of, he's sort of remade this team on the fly, but also not at the expense of any postseason opportunities. I just think that, you know, you look at this team and you look at the team in 2018, there's a lot of differences. It's really impressive what they've been able to do to keep the winning going. And there's kind of an expectation now that this is a team that should compete to go to the playoffs. And as a Brewers fan my whole life, I mean, up until 2008,
I was hanging on to the 1992 team that won 92 games but didn't make the playoffs because only two teams made the playoffs. They were nine games behind the Blue Jays or whatever. And now it's like I can't determine my favorite year because there's more to pick from.
Yeah, it is a great time to be a Brewers fan. There's no doubt. And I give David Stearns and Matt Arnold a lot of credit, too, because a lot of this talent that's on this team, the core group, was part of that 2018 run. Those Brandon Woodruffs and even Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns, those guys were all basically rookies in 2018. Burns and Peralta made their debuts that year. Woodruff had pitched a few games in 2017. Josh Hader debuted in 17. Devin Williams hadn't arrived yet. But the core of that pitching staff is still the same group. And now they're just established dudes now and all Cy Young candidates and just shoving, and they've got team control. And then you sprinkle in, you know, of course, Yelich is going to be here forever, and Lorenzo Cain's got another year on his deal, but you sprinkle in some free agents here and there. You bring in a Willy Adames, who's a franchise difference maker. It's just a real credit to those guys for bringing in people that complement this team. And I was chatting with Mark Attanasio a couple of days ago at the Euchre celebration on Saturday, and we were just talking about the roster, and he's a guy that doesn't like to lose. And in this tenure that he has owned the club, the team has not lost a lot. They've had way more winning seasons than they've had losing seasons. Craig Counsell is not a guy who likes to lose. So the Brewers and the front office and ownership, they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they continue to stay competitive. They've got a lot of guys that are young and controllable on this roster right now. So this is not just, hey, 4 years and awesome, we're in the postseason, and let's go for it right now because the window's closing. The window is wide open. So you're going to have a lot more fun and a lot more postseason berths, it feels like, with this club.
The Milwaukee Bucks won the championship. The Brewers are in the postseason for the fourth straight year. It's kind of, I mean, years ago, would you have ever, I mean, 4 years ago, at the beginning of this thing, would you have ever thought that? Our thanks to Jim Powell and Jeff Levering for their time. Always good to hear some stories, of course, about Bob Uecker, and good to have them on.
How about that one, folks?
Throughout the last couple of weeks to chat and get us ready, man. It is, we're calling it a Football Friday, so don't take that too personally. We got a lot to talk about regarding football, but also, of course, it's game one of the NLDS. It is a Brewers playoff game. They've got 3:30 today, 4 o'clock tomorrow, and then noon on Monday. Oh, some of you are not happy with that. Uncle Barty's going to talk you down coming up. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my lady, in the sun with your hair undone. Can you hear me now calling your name from across the bay? A summer's day, laughing and hiding, chasing love. Fergie Friday. This song, it's old, but I've never heard this song and not instantly been in a good mood. Do you jive with this, Toby?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, you don't mind it. This is your first time hearing this song, I presume?
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Oh, I would kill for that experience again. To hear Thunder Island for the very first time again, what I wouldn't give. Oh, God. Take me away. AM, The Fan. We're in the Lakeland University studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. That, again, is lakeland.edu. Got an email here from Mark. He says, hey, guys, love the show. Bart, are you really calling in with updates during the game today on Rami Show? As a matter of fact, I am. I will be down at the ball yard. Do look for me. I got some friends I want to meet up with prior to. And I said, hey, great, where are you tailgating?
They said Molitor Lot. And I said, maybe next year. That's the one across the highway, which is a great spot to tailgate, but your boy's got media parking. Actually, not really. The parking lot fills up, and then I got to, like, go to a different lot, and then I got to, like, convince the guy I'm media, and then he's like, well, I've got no room for you, so I was, you know, I'm just going to park on that walking bridge as they go over into the ballpark. So if you see a car there, leave it alone. It's mine. And don't break in. I got stuff in there that I need to take to Goodwill. So don't pocket that. And a lot of baby clothes. A lot of, like, toddler, pre-toddler, little baby stuff. Don't need it anymore. We're only having the one baby. We're making sure of that by getting rid of everything. So Mark goes on to say, I'm sorry, Mark, you had an email. He said, Bart, did you see the start times for game 3 for this Brewers-Braves series? Noon? Come on, man. Why is the media and baseball always out to get the Brewers? You know how hard it is to watch a game at noon? Jeez, when are we finally going to get respect? Love the show, Mark. Ah, come on, Mark. Come on. Okay, so the Brewer game is going to be at noon on Monday, unless, Mark, Houston and the White Sox is a sweep. So Houston could sweep by the end of the weekend. They won yesterday pretty convincingly. And if that happens, then the Brewer game will be moved to 3. All right. The other Brewer start times are also up in the air if the San Francisco-LA series is shorter than expected. So there's some times that were listed. Noon on Monday, 4 on Tuesday in Atlanta, and then 4 on Thursday in Milwaukee, which could be, those could be night games. As far as this noon game, look, baseball's trying to get every game in throughout the day. And they've got National League games to get to and American League games to get to. And so you look at who's in the playoffs. Well, the Dodgers and the Giants. They're going to play the late game. You want the Brewers to play at 8:30 at night? You'd be complaining about that then. They're not going to have the Dodgers and Giants play at noon. It's 10 o'clock out there. So obviously that lends itself. Plus, if you're thinking marquee, yeah, I'm sorry. Dodgers-Giants is a more marquee series than Brewers-Braves. I hate to say that. And also, who cares? Let's take the afternoon off. I mean, I know I'm out of the office by noon every day. So for me, it's like, yes. But you guys are acting like you don't have a vacation day? I know in America, we do not get enough vacation days. I will strongly advocate for more vacation days. Europe, they get like the whole summer to holiday, they call it. We need more than 10 days. And some of you don't even get 10 days until you, like, work for 2 years. So fake sick on Monday. That's my solution for you there.
Yeah, I don't get what the problem is. I mean, the Brewers didn't get the one seed. If they were doing marquee matchups, then you'd think that Astros White Sox would be in the evening as well. It's not. The Rays are the one seed, so they get the later game. They get the primetime games. And, you know, what do you want, to have all 4 games at once? I bet you TBS and Fox are like, we'd rather be able to get all the ratings we can possibly get by having these games spread out. I don't know why there's such a big problem. You know, does it suck that they start at noon and you might have to work? Yeah, but, you know, maybe take a day off, listen in to Uecker and Levering call the game. I mean, there's no problem with that.
Listen to the Big Show.
Yeah, listen to the Big Show as they update you.
As they listen to Uecker and Levering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen.
My bad.
1 o'clock today, White Sox Houston. You think they're pissed? I haven't heard any complaints. Plus, that game's on MLB Network. That's not even a real channel. We're at least on Turner Broadcasting System.
Who cares when the game starts? I bet you the Brewers players don't care when the games start. And you act as if it's weird for a MLB game to start at 3 in the afternoon. It's not. It happens all the time. I hate when the game's on YouTube. I don't care when it starts in the afternoon, though.
Yeah, actually, today's game is only on my FaceTime. So you have to FaceTime me to watch it because I'll be FaceTiming it. No TV today.
All right, I'll make sure to do that.
Just on Bart's FaceTime, which is great because 90% of you have my phone number already somehow. 414-799-1250. That's the phone number that you should have. We'll take your thoughts on this Friday, a football Friday, yes, thanks to our friends at Pick and Save, but also a fastball Friday, as dubbed by Toby. More coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.